This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
British tanker, cargo ship that was in the Red Sea that was sinking the other day, well, it sank. It sank with 21,000 metric tons of fertilizer in it. So chalk one up for the Houthis. For some odd reason, my friends, we can't get rid of this case of the Houthis. It's not possible, evidently. And I'm not trying to joke about it. This is really serious. You know, the Biden administration has made how many strikes against the Houthis at this point? And yet now they've won this big prize, as it were. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this morning if you have a question or comment for our next guest, Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. It's the Monday edition. Hour number four begins right here, right now. Let's not waste any more time. Let's bring in Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, it is Monday, and you know what that means? It means it's almost Super Tuesday, so we're getting there slowly but surely. And Nikki Haley actually did win something. She won the Washington D.C. GOP primary, evidently, and she's got 19 extra delegates at this point. But it was interesting the way they framed this, Frank. It was like, well, this may just, you know, give her some hope that, you know, this is going to get some momentum going into Super Tuesday. What do you think?
Yeah, it's going to put her over the top.
Yeah, I don't think so, but yeah, exactly.
She won a non-state. Fantastic. Right. You know, I don't mean to belittle the issue of D.C. statehood, but if you're going to win a location, you might want to win your own home state. When you can't win your own home state, you've got a problem.
Indeed.
Now, she's doubled down on this head-scratching thing about what are you doing by saying, you know, I don't think I'm going to keep my word that I'm going to back whoever actually wins the primary. I'm just going to back whoever I want to. Well, that's your prerogative. But now we have to look at you as someone who doesn't keep their word.
Bingo.
You know, if that doesn't matter in primary politics anymore, then we're in a world of hurt. But she just blatantly told the electorate on the GOP side that she can't be trusted to keep her word. So why would you vote for her?
Well, indeed. I thought it was almost a freshman mistake, a rookie mistake, you know, because when she said, well, I only said that so I could get on the debate stage, you know, that I know she was trying to look like she was being strong, that I'm making up my own mind, I'm my own person, but come on, it's because it was about Donald Trump. It was the eventual nominee. That was what the pledge was about. And then she said, well, it's a different RNC basically now. So maybe that's the reason. Yeah.
So why be a part of it?
Right.
If it's something you don't like to the point where you say, I'm not going to abide by who you select because I'm running in the apparatus that is a part of you, then you leave. That's what you do. You just don't sit there and say, well, I'm going to take a whole bunch of metal items and jam it into the engine to see if I can't break it. Yeah, this is what a never-Trumper does, and she came out with another bizarre statement that she's not against Donald Trump. You know, that one was, what? Okay, so he's going to win. You're not going to support him, but you're not against him. But everything that comes out of your mouth castigates the man. So what's with you? You know, do you have a bipolar problem?
Well, it really dilutes her message that, you know, we need a new generational leader. We have to fix all this stuff and whatnot. And at some point, I think another politician, that's going to be a much better message. But that's not the message, I mean, clearly, that the base wants at this point. They don't want someone to carry on Trump policies. They actually want Trump. They actually see this as grudge match 24, and they're not going to be satisfied with someone who says, I pay homage to Donald Trump. They want Trump.
This is about being able to recognize the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
It's not her time. It wasn't Ron DeSantis' time. It wasn't Vivek's time. It wasn't Senator Scott's time. They read this. The electorate is being very vocal about what they want. They want this guy to have his second term. So if you are a bright politician, if you can read the electorate, if you understand your voter base, you realize it's not your time if your last name isn't Trump. You know, I was supporting Ron DeSantis. He's bright enough to say, you know what, it's not my time. I'm going to go back, finish out my term in Florida, and then we'll see what happens. But what, because Nikki Haley's not going to get her way because she's not winning every primary? She's just going to burn the house down?
Yeah.
That's selfish.
That's a good way to describe it. And what it does, of course, is it throws throws a monkey wrench into the idea of having any real unity. You know, she talks about the 30% and so forth, but honestly, you know, it just seems like she's, cutting off her nose to spite her face on this.
She has one last chance to actually be an adult about this entire situation, and that will come after tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to win any states tomorrow. That's a wise bet. I'm not saying it's an absolute because I don't have a crystal ball like Larry Sabato. but I don't see her winning. So if she drops out after tomorrow, she may redeem herself a little bit.
Yes, we will see. Very well said. Frank Silvato, stay right there. Folks, we're going to come right back. We've got a lot more with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And, of course, author of the book, Nullification. Kyle Warren with you. The Monday edition continues on. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Alejandro Mayorkas was asked about the murder of Lakin Riley, and his response to that was really, I think, nothing short of disastrous. And we'll talk about that here with Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com, and of course, author of the book Nullification. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome back to the Monday edition, everybody. We're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. And we've got a lot more ground to cover on this Monday edition. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you would like to have a question or comment for our good friend Frank Salvato, again with us this morning from undergroundusa.com. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, I'm sure you probably heard Alejandro Mayorkas on the Sunday shows this weekend. But for clarity here, he was asked about, of course, the idea, did the system break down regarding the murder of Lakin Riley? And he wanted to go on about, well, it's a tragedy, but he says one individual is responsible for the murderer. He said, and that is the murderer. Well, yes, of course, but don't you think, Frank, that the system did break down, or the system's not being enforced? I mean, this guy, if he had never been here in this country, that young woman would still be alive.
Boy, yes to a whole bunch of those things.
Yeah.
The system is not being enforced. We all know that. It's constitutionally mandated to be enforced. I believe it's Section 4, Verse 4, or not Verse, but Section 4, Article 4, Section 4. It says you have to enforce the borders. It must be enforced. They're not doing it. So right now we have a rogue government that is not doing what they are mandated to do in the name of the people. So, yeah, we've got not a system that's broken down, a system that's not being enforced. A system that broke down is that he should have been retained in New York.
Indeed.
He was in custody in New York for crimes, and they just let him go because that DA up there just doesn't feel like doing the job that they were elected to do. You know, we're going to have no bail. We're not going to prosecute certain elements of violent crime. Murder? Well, that's a coin toss. We'll let you know when it happens on a case-by-case basis. This guy never would have been available to kill that woman if he would have been held for the crime that he was charged with up in New York. And third, why are Republicans always referring to Mayorkas as the impeached?
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
The impeached.
Yeah.
Democrats would be doing that. They called Donald Trump the impeached president. He's been impeached twice. Every other second in the conversation on Sunday, you heard impeachment. So Mayorkas should always have that brand in front of his name.
Indeed. The impeached in disgrace. You know,
yes.
You can add that, you know, that's, you know, I'm sure that's what Democrats would do as well. But it just seems, Frank, that any discussion of this young woman, Lakin Riley, who was murdered, any discussion of that, they deflect into, well, we don't want to keep our whole policy based on this. You know, why aren't they outraged about this? Why aren't they calling for, you know, as opposed to just kind of, well, let's just talk about this in a very measured way now, because they know that it's a loss, it's a losing thing for them.
Let's flip this. Mayorkas says only one person is responsible for the murder of Lakin Riley, and that's the person who shot her, who killed her. Does that apply to the policies in Chicago, New York, and L.A.?
Good question.
We keep saying on the right that the person who is pulling the trigger of the gun and not the gun is to blame for killing somebody. And the left says, nope, it's got to be the gun. So which one is it?
Well, it's a matter of convenience,
Is it the person? Because Mayorkas said it's the person. Is the person who shot her who is responsible for this? Or is it the gun? I know it got away from the border and it went into this, but it's an argument they make all the time when you talk about mass crime in urban cities, which, by the way, the left is now saying is down. Wow.
Well, yeah, that's just something they say, I think. You know, it's just, we just have to come up with something to go out there and tell people.
You know, yeah, violent crime is down. All you people are wrong. Really? Okay, bring me some proof. I want to see it. Now, maybe the numbers on paper are down because no one's reporting it anymore because, well, they're just not enforcing any laws. But if you walk downtown in Chicago or walk downtown in New York or Los Angeles, you're not walking on streets that are devoid of crime. Carjackings are up. Shootings are up. Violent assault is up. So, got to ask, you know, Mr. Mayorkas, he's the impeached and disgraced Mayorkas, has come out and laid it on the table. The person who committed the murder is to blame. Do we go with that? That's a cabinet-level guy saying this.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean Brandon in Chicago and Adams up in New York, they're just wrong when they say it's the gun?
Well, again, it's because they don't want to talk about that. They want to get away from that subject as quickly as humanly possible because they know that regular folks across the highways and byways see it for exactly what it is. You can't tell them differently, so they're just going to act in that way, you know, and make that kind of statement.
If they can't make the aggressive class the victim class, if they can't make that demographic of people victims as well, then they would necessarily have to prosecute them as evil and bad people. And that means they don't get to vote.
Right. That's right. And there's an election coming up, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so we got to say what we got to say right now just to sort of get by. Hey, wait, where have we heard that before? I'm gonna say something right now just to get on the stage, but then I'm going to change later on. It's the same thing. It's in so many ways.
And the exact, that mentality permeates both sides of the aisle. I'll say anything to the electorate as long as I can get them to cast a vote. And then once I get to Washington, well, we'll deal with them later. I have to sit down and take marching orders from my party leadership. Parties weren't supposed to be running the country. Elected officials representing the people and the states were supposed to be running the country. That's how far off we've gotten here. We've gotten so far off. The Republicans and the Democrats, we must choose between the two who's going to lead our country. No, I would rather dissolve both parties and force people to actually look into the past, the actions, the votes, and the fidelity to the truth that each person has. Because right now, a liar on the right is just as bad as a liar on the left. We saw that with Mitch McConnell.
Indeed. Indeed.
And God forbid we get a McConnellite who's going to be the minority Senate leader, one of the three. Why? What changes then? You know, so fidelity to the truth must be a thing that we demand for whoever we give our vote to. And right now, it's Slim Pickens,
well,
not the actor.
Exactly. And then people become even more apathetic because they think that, well, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter what I vote for anymore. It's not going to change. It's not going to get better. But these last 3 years have shown it can get a lot worse, that's for sure.
And it can get worse than it is now. That's what people have to realize. We're not at the bottom of the curve. If we don't make a change in how we vote for people and who we vote for, that gulf in that biorhythm is going to get deeper.
Indeed.
You know, and this lends to what you and I were talking about maybe last week. The people who vote for people like Biden and AOC, we have to start shedding a light on them.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that they're the ones who are responsible for what's going on, because without being voted into office, these miscreants wouldn't be able to do what they're doing.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah,
there wouldn't be a Mayorkas. There wouldn't be an AOC. There wouldn't be a Biden. So this is why not talking politics with your neighbor has been a mistake all along.
Well, true. A lot of times, well, because it becomes so contentious. But it's like, well, what do you want? Do you want some contentiousness, or do you want, you know, things to actually get better? Because like you were saying, yeah, we haven't hit the rock bottom yet. I'll tell you what, Frank, stay right there, though. We're going to come right back. More with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, author of the book Nullification. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court, what we might expect to hear maybe even today. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Monday edition continues.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters.
The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. Registered Republicans are particularly adamant, with 91% regarding it as a very serious issue, while 58% of independents and 41% of Democrats share this sentiment.
A hydrogen peroxide mouthwash mouthwash brand is undergoing recall due to concerns about child poisoning risks. The Consumer Protection Safety Commission is highlighting that the packaging of Heritage Store Hydrogen Peroxide mouthwash lacks child-resistant features. Those are necessary for products containing a specific ethanol concentration. LeBron James is the first NBA player to score 40,000 regular season points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Monday edition continues, and we are having fun, by the way, and that's okay for a Monday because, you know, we can't change that it is Monday, but we can actually just try to make it a little bit better for you, especially if you're just waking up and if you're just getting going for the day. And turning on the radio and hearing us here on the program. Well, we're glad to be here. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to opine, if you have a question or comment for our guest, Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com and author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, as we were heading out to break, I was mentioning that, you know, we obviously want to touch on what the Supreme Court may, you know, they may have a ruling today on the Colorado Trump ballot issue, and that would be pretty interesting. I mean, we don't know exactly if they're going to make a statement today, but it could very well be. But no matter what, there's obviously going to be some gnashing of teeth somewhere.
Well, if we're going to be honest, if the subject is being taken seriously and all the facts are weighed, then everybody has to admit that he was acquitted. Donald Trump was acquitted on charges of being an insurrectionist. That happened during his second impeachment trial. The sole count against him in his second impeachment was incitement to insurrection. He was impeached. It went to trial in the only court that can try something like that in the United States, the Senate, and he was acquitted. And that means if they're going to uphold, if they're going to say, well, yeah, you can keep him off the ballot because you've decided he's an insurrectionist, you're going against something that's already been adjudicated and creating a double jeopardy issue.
Well,
which is a violation of Donald Trump's constitutional rights.
Yeah, but they honestly don't care about that. You know, I mean, I'm just being silly, but the idea, of course, is that you're right. It's their opinion. They just decided to hang their hat on that and say, well, you know, I'm a Supreme Court Justice of the state of Colorado, and that's my opinion, so what, you know, they'll say.
And it's a political move in the branch that's not supposed to be politicized.
Right.
They're saying, okay, we're going to issue this lawless ruling because it's lawless. Either that or they don't understand the United States Constitution, which I find very hard to believe. We're going to give this lawless opinion, and we're going to affect the election. This is what election interference looks like, by the way. And the Supreme Court will overturn it, so we'll be safe. The country will be safe, but we get to say whatever the hell we want. That's not the way the judicial branch is supposed to work at any level. Even if it's a state Supreme Court, there's got to be fidelity to truth and to facts. It can't be emotional. It's got to be almost stoic. But, you know, they did it anyway. And then you have the woman in Maine who decided she was just going to act unilaterally. That's another jaw-dropper. And in Illinois, yeah, we're going to – a county judge has decided that he's going to be off the ballot for the state. You know, this is ridiculous. When you deny – the American people the right to vote for who they want to vote for, then you are disenfranchising the American people of the premier right that they have, the right to select their leadership. And that's what these Democrat operatives are doing. They're trampling on our right to choose our leader. How many times did Gus Hall run for president? He was a declared communist.
Well, exactly.
Their manifesto says, okay, our goal is to overthrow the United States.
Yeah.
He made the ballots. So this is such a banana republic move.
Well,
if the election wasn't stolen last time, why are they acting like they did steal it in expunging him from the ballots?
Right, right. Well, isn't, you know, trying to disenfranchise voters on that grand scale and for those flimsy reasons, I mean, you know, we could turn it around and say, isn't that a form of insurrection? I mean, you're actually going against the very principles of the United States Constitution.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah, exactly.
Without question, you're trying to destroy the apparatus that is our government.
Right, under the guise of protecting democracy.
Well, we're not a democracy.
Oh, I know, yeah. But that's their slogan now. It's like, that's their whole thing.
Yeah, and what's the New York Times? The truth dies in darkness or something like that?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Didn't you guys run interference in World War II for the Nazis? Oh, we forgot about that, didn't we? the Supreme Court needs to come down. And they're going to get trashed for it anyway if they say, no, he's got to be on the ballot. He qualifies per your requirements for qualifying for the ballot. You can't just say, oh, you've got red hair, so we don't want you on the ballot. You can't do that. You know, so I'm hoping they come down with a ruling that's absolute like that, almost, and I hope they don't say with malice. The other one that needs to come down is the fact that he had immunity when he was president.
Mm-hmm.
If presidents don't have immunity in their actions while they're in office, then let's sue Barack Obama for creating a healthcare system that now they call a tax without having it go through the House. Let's go back and sue whatever president we want to from the past that's still alive. Because
yeah.
That's the precedent they're trying to set. So the Supreme Court needs to come back hard on that one, saying, nope. You don't get to take protections away just because you're a disgruntled political operative. You know,
yeah.
we're not going to let you be a third world nation here in the greatest country in the world, even though you're really trying to change us into one.
Indeed. Well, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got Beck M and Bob. I think we got enough time for you to ask a question or make a comment here. Beck M and Bob, you're on with Frank Silvato.
Yeah. First question about the thing is Trump calls for everybody to go down there peacefully and make a peaceful protest. So they can't say he was inciting to anything. I just don't see how that can happen. And the second thing I wanted to ask.
All somebody has to do is listen to his speech, and they realize he wasn't inciting anything.
Right.
So that's just a joke. Yeah, that's just a joke. The second thing I wanted to ask is all these executive orders that Biden has done. If we happen to get, for in the future, Democrat get elected president, but that we retain a really good control of the House and Senate, can executive orders ever be overrun by the Congress? In other words, does the Congress and the Senate have the final say if they want to undo a presidential executive order?
Yes, they can pass legislation in a veto-proof manner.
That's what I'm saying. They get veto-proof majorities.
Yeah, and but that requires us to have a majority in the Senate, a majority in the House that's got a comfortable buffer. If we keep winning elections with just one or two seats between the two parties, we can't do anything like that.
No, we need a supermajority in the House and the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. And then
we've got to be very, very careful about not doing the same thing Democrats do, because that makes that political pendulum swing wildly back and forth. We have to make sure that we do things in a reasonable manner and craft legislation that is not immediately reversible just because of the way the wind is blowing, but create solid legislation that stands the test of time. We don't do that today.
In other words, transparent and by the book.
Yeah, absolutely.
Indeed. Well, back in, and Bob, appreciate the call very, very much. We'll talk to you again here real soon. And, Frank, we just have about 30 seconds, but tell us how people can get a copy of your book, Nullification.
There's a link over on undergroundusa.com in the right-hand column. Below the lead stories that will bring you over to Amazon. It's on Amazon in Kindle version and in paperback version. And it's my hope that you get the paperback version, read it, and then forward it on to one of your state elected officials or maybe even your governor to say, this is how we can claw back power from the federal government.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, of course, is the website. The book is Nullification. And I can hardly wait till we talk again, because there's going to be stuff happening this week with hopefully the Supreme Court. We've got the State of the Union. We got Super Tuesday. So, you know, hang on, but we'll talk again soon. Take care, Frank.
Stay low, my friend.
You too. All right, everybody. Folks, we are coming right back. We've got Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone right here on AMA 60, The Answer. Stay right there. You don't want to miss this. We are coming right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So Caitlin Clark deserves congratulations, of course, for becoming the NCAA basketball's all-time top scorer. I think that's pretty cool. I really do. Kyle Warren with you, of course, folks. So welcome back to the Monday edition of the program. And we are continuing on. We've got Patrick Hyland, of course. He is host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa. And then also he's known as the insurance quarterback as well. So let's not have any further ado. Let's say good morning to Patrick. Good morning, Patrick Hyland.
Well, good morning. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you very much. You're very cool.
Yes, sir. I love your music, man. Keep up the good work. You got to play some different tunes, man. I love it. That's what it's all about. Nah, hey, Caitlin Clark, you know, she's got the NCAA Division I scoring record now. So very good for her. Congratulations. Another scoring record, 40,000 points by Mr. LeBron James over the weekend, man. Unbelievable. So hats off to those two people for this great play. That's what it's all about. Exciting news yesterday in Las Vegas. What a good NASCAR race, man. It was a pretty dominant win for Mr. Larson, and congratulations to him, number 5 car. My lucky number, Kyle, because I was born on May 5th, so 5-5. Can't beat that, so I'll just play the 5. Can't go wrong, anyway. So exciting. Some things have been happening in the past month or so, you know, with the Super Bowl, about NASCAR, talking about the A's moving there, getting it all squared away. Las Vegas is going to be a new sports town. Vegas Golden Knights playing some excellent hockey. Jim, who would have thought you'd got from a little small, horse town to now a gambling mecca now to a sports mecca? It's funny how things evolve and change and how you have to keep up with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Vegas has really evolved and morphed, you know, more than once, obviously. But, yeah, you're exactly right. And it just really is a major success story. And who knows what it'll be next. But right now, you're right. It's sports.
Well, a lot of people are relocating from California to Nevada also, I understand. You'd be more attuned to that than myself, but yeah, I believe I'm correct. Can you attest to that?
Well, I would not be surprised. I do know that a lot of people have done that. Of course, they go over there. I think there's no state income tax as well, so that's a big draw. And you know, there's a lot to Nevada as well. Even in Las Vegas, there's a very cool town outside the Strip, right? You know, it's not all just about the Las Vegas Strip, but there's a regular town of great folks all around it.
Yes, no, you're correct in that. You know, and then you have the Hoover Dam not too far from there, which is a cool place also for people to look. Kind of neat how one half of the Hoover Dam is West Coast time, and the other is Central. It's always cracked me up. It's kind of neat how that works. The same daylight savings time. So, anyway, just a neat part of our country and our culture out in the West, how things have evolved. Look, Lake Tahoe, what a neat place up there. People love it. So, that's what it's all about. Interesting news. I didn't know San Francisco was trying to lure defense coordinator Spagnuolo from KC after firing Wilkes after that Super Bowl bad defensive play in the last few weeks. The Niners didn't have a real good, defensive process. So they wanted to go with somebody else, so they fired Wilkes. They're trying to get him. I just don't see him leaving Andy Reid. Matter of fact, if he keeps doing what he does and just keeps his head on straight, when Andy does retire, I think they'll give him a shot to be the head coach there. He was a head coach before. It just didn't work out for him. So maybe it's time it will. The golf tournament yesterday got rained out partially. So now they're going to finish up at 8 o'clock this morning. And it should be an excellent finish to see who holds on to win and who can maybe make a final push to see if they can win down there in Palm Beach. That Jack Nicklaus course is really a neat track, the old bear trap. So 16, 17, and 18 down there. So this morning you can watch a little bit of it before you go to work, or even if you're at work, you will not be disappointed, to say the least. So that's what's really going on. A little soccer out there for our folks who like soccer overseas. They'll be playing today at 3 o'clock over there in Europe. So it'll be a lot of fun. Now, NHL tonight, I'm looking forward to this game, Kyle. Florida Panthers taking on the New York Rangers. Both of them have over 40 wins. Florida has 41. The Rangers have 40. And that could be a real good matchup. That could be things to come for the playoffs about to be upon us. And then we're talking about the Vegas Knights. Okay, they'll play the Columbus team. They should take care of business, but it isn't Columbus. They're at 33 wins. They're hanging in there trying to get to the playoffs. So those are your big games on tap, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. The Tampa Bay Lightning will be off. They had a wild shootout Saturday and won 4-3. Won it overtime and went to a shootout. So pretty neat. I'm glad that, Tampa Bay finally won one. They've been hurt. We'll see if they can come back and hurt for the playoffs. They get hot with their goal. Anything can happen. A little NBA action. Okay, Minnesota Timberwolves will take on Portland tonight. That shouldn't be a real tough matchup for them. Boy, up in our capital, and Washington Bullets, as they used to be called. Wow. They've only won 9 games. Very disappointing for the listeners up there that like basketball. And well, hopefully they'll turn it around next year. Obviously this year is done. Then we mentioned LeBron James tonight at 10:30. Oklahoma and the Lakers will tee it up at 10:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 L.A. Time. So that'll be widely watched to see if L.A. can keep going to get the playoffs. And Sacramento is taking on Chicago at 10 o'clock, so Eastern Time, 7 o'clock out in your neck of the woods. So a couple good NBA games tonight for people out west to stay up and watch.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned LeBron James, 40,000 points. Is anybody even close to him with that? You know, that just seems like quite a lot. Yeah.
It is. 40,000 points is scary. Now, the other thing about him that's scary, I mean, he's had over 10,000 rebounds and 10,000 assists. He's the only professional basketball player to ever have a triple-double for a career. So your stats that equal a triple-double. So pretty impressive.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
You say the least, yeah.
A lot of credit for that. It's exciting stuff. This Sunday, Kyle, they'll have the March Madness selection committee. So that'll be a lot of fun when everybody can work on their brackets and see who they want to go the distance or who they think will go the distance. That's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people enjoy that. I do too. It's hard to predict though, man. There's so many upsets, you know. Even 15s are beating 2s now. We had a 16 beat them 1. So it's exciting basketball when they get into March Madness. And the college game is still kind of amateuristic. You know, that's how. But football, we talked about that yesterday on Sports Zone, the college football game, man, it's really turning into more professional football. So, it's, you know, we can't fool each other anymore. We got to tell it like it is, like I do every day at work. You know, you have to tell people the truth. Sometimes the truth isn't pretty, but if you didn't plan well, you're going to have to do some different things, and I can help you. And if you didn't pick out the right insurances for yourself or get the right plan and direction, I can be an assistant in that department. I save people money every day or I give them to a better plan. So please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. Real simple number, 813-966-1052. Spring training, Cal, in the thick of it, right? That'll be to watch what's going to happen. They're going to kick off the season, you know, with Mr. Ohtani, with the Dodgers and the Padres overseas. So that'll be cool. Yeah. God bless you, my friend. I'll talk to you Wednesday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you, Patrick. God bless. Yes, we will talk on Wednesday morning. Take care. Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860. Folks, it's been a great morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. It's been a lot of fun, and we're going to come right back tomorrow, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Make it a great day.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.